Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, back on Kid Craddock in the morning's family vacation. We are in the Hollywood Hills, or maybe we're in the Beverly Hills. We're way, way, way up high. And I was just thinking as I was outside a minute ago, it's so beautiful up here, mm-hmm. and the views are spectacular. But look at the sacrifice you make for the views. Every day, you have to drive in the circular motion down a ridiculous mountain every single day. Yeah. And there's one lane, and if there's a slow car in front of you,
yeah.
then there's 1,000 slow cars in front of you.
At about 2:30 in the afternoon,
yeah.
there's a traffic jam going down that hill.
I'm not sure I could do it. I'm not sure I could. This is a spectacular house. I'm not sure I could live here just because of that. But it reminded me that there's a sacrifice for any views. Like Big Al and I live in high rises, so we get great views. Do you ever complain about the elevator? I do all the time. Oh, my God, I got to ride in the elevator for 24 floors.
If someone is moving, they have the elevator on lock, yeah. so you can't have access yeah. to that one. So now it's only two.
So there's always
elevators.
A price to yeah. pay for a view.
Yeah.
But the price for this view is way too high because yeah. having to drive all the way up there and all, and God forbid if you want to try to send a text while you're driving down. Come on.
The thing is, I think the people that live up here and can afford this view aren't driving themselves.
Probably not.
Well, you know? Not only yeah. that, I think the house is so big and they have so much stuff, they don't leave very often.
They just
often.
Don't ever leave?
They don't leave very often, you know?
Like Jack Nicholson is in the neighborhood, we're told.
I found out yesterday, Zac Efron is in this neighborhood
no
as
way.
Well. Our yeah. Uber driver told us.
Well, we know Bieber is.
Yeah.
Because every 5 minutes a car goes screaming by and we all yell,
Bieber!
All right. Are you guys ready? Here on the family vacation, we always have challenges.
Oh.
This year's challenge, pretty tame compared to some of the others that we've done.
That's true.
I mean, JC and I aren't naked in a sleeping bag.
Thank God.
I wasn't handcuffed to an oven cooking for
hey,
6 hours with kids.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
It was a disaster. Enchiladas from scratch.
Yeah. And when your own daughter spikes the margarita machine so severely that no one can drink from it,
well,
not
she
a
didn't
proud
know.
Moment.
She didn't know.
It wouldn't freeze because
yeah.
there was so much alcohol.
So much tequila,
in
it wouldn't freeze. But this challenge was pretty simple. It was just an impression challenge. Each of us got to pick an impression, two impressions actually, and then the rest of the show got to vote on which one they wanted. And it was nobody that we've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never done Owen Wilson before. You've never done Ellen DeGeneres,
no.
Impression at least. And you've never done Lady Gaga.
I've never really done any.
Yeah. McConaughey.
No.
And
no.
Al,
definitely
Adam Sandler.
Never done Sandler, no.
So we did the voting on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best.
Okay.
Yeah, and people can still vote today up until noon,
up until
right?
noon, yeah.
Okay.
So I need some full disclosure on this. Two things. One, yes or no, did you go on there and vote for yourself?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
JC?
Yep.
Okay.
How come
the
I believe that?
The predictability of JC Chavez.
Wow.
Oh,
what?
My God. You're so predictable.
What?
Did anybody tell friends to vote for them? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No. No.
You didn't?
JC?
I swear I did not.
Did you
not
tell Kinsey?
Not good friends.
I would tell you if I did.
Okay. I guess you would. Yeah.
You know, so, you have Kaysen sitting at home teaching him how to use an iPad. Just vote for daddy.
He's
going to
come
daddy.
In handy later.
So we're rating him on a scale of 1 to 5, right?
Okay, yes.
Oh, 5 God. Is great, 4 is good, 3 is okay, 2 is bad, and 1 is horrible. And none of us have seen the results
no.
because the voting results are not, a lot of times on online polls, when you vote, it shows you how others have voted. This one keeps it a secret.
Oh.
So.
That way the voters can't be swayed.
Right.
Like if their favorite person is losing, they can't.
That's right.
Like, I feel yeah. bad for them. Let me vote.
And you
real
can
quick.
Only vote once. Okay. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great if you would predict what your score is, your cumulative score on a scale of 1 to 5.
Okay.
And we'll see who comes the closest. Mm-hmm. So it's like a secondary contest for self awareness.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll go first since I went first in the impressions.
Uh huh.
I am honest enough with myself to know I was really bad, but I am honest enough to admit that I have a certain group of people who vote for me no matter what.
Right, no matter how much you
so,
say.
So yeah. I'm going to split the difference and say a solid 3.
A solid 3.
Okay.
All right. JC, what do you think you got?
I'll probably go 3.8.
Oh, God.
Because you're so great?
No, 3.8. Because it's average, right? So
yeah.
So it's people mm-hmm. doing different numbers.
Jenna?
I'm going to go with the number... of the character I should have done, Mr. Hanky, and I'm probably at a 2.
Okay, as your Lady Gaga, at a 2. And Big Al?
1.5, kind of like 1.5. My college GPA.
Now, it's silly for me to guess because I'm looking at the results right now, but I would have given myself, I would hope that I would crawl into the low 3s.
Yeah. Okay.
That would have been the goal. 2.5 would be, you know, middle ground, still failing.
Yeah.
Because a 50 doesn't pass a test, right?
Right.
What would pass the test, like a 60? So I'm thinking I got a 60.
Okay.
Which would be like a 3.1.
And out of all the impressions, I think I had the easiest one.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey's easy. I know that.
Well, the person who was the wrongest about their score.
My stomach's clenched up.
The most wrong about their score.
Why am I so clenched up right now?
The person who was the most wrong about their score is the person who is actually in first place.
Really?
Wow.
You're looking at me. Is it me?
I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, you're killing me, dog. And people can still vote today.
Jenna, you guessed?
2.
2. Did a little better than that. 2.1.
Great. Good for you, Jenna.
Not bad.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly.
That was
better than you thought.
That was 5th place.
Oh, so I lose the challenge.
Well, no, it's still going on.
People can still vote today.
Yeah.
4th place. Happy not to be 5th. Kid Craddock. And I was correct. I did barely crawl into the 3s with a 3.1.
Wow,
and I'm sure they rounded up.
Big disparity.
Jeez. Yeah. So 2-1 to 3-1.
Stomach.
In 3rd place.
Well, Al, you're not...
You're not last, Al.
Why? You're not in last.
Al.
Al, you're already guaranteed 1, 2, or 3. Yeah, that's the best like you've ever done.
You should be thrilled.
At anything.
Well, you know what? The voting isn't over, dog. The voting
that's true.
Over.
That's true. All those people that want Big Al to be last, you can still do it.
Yeah, he don't want to be too confident.
All right. In 3rd place, beating out me by only 1/10 of a percentage point at a 3.2 is... Ellen Kelly Raspberry DeGeneres.
Oh, wow.
Al Mack, we're top 2.
Wow.
This is like American Idol.
I still cannot get
the 2 minorities reached the...
So.
Well, I was right, though. I'm right in the middle. I figured I'd be somewhere in the middle.
What I'd like now is for the 1st and 2nd place to please debate who won or who's ahead in the character's voice that they did yesterday.
No. No,
So. Mr. Sandler, Mr. McConaughey. Why don't the two of you talk to each other about being neck and neck in this competition?
Well, Matthew.
Maybe this will help change the... Maybe this will... This might change the voting a little bit.
This will ruin every chance of either one of us winning.
Not at all.
No,
one of you is first and one of you is second. Why don't the two of you have a conversation?
All right.
Adam?
Adam? Matthew, I think the people have won. So let's, we have to wait till tomorrow to see who actually is going to pull home the trophy.
Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson.
I'm Adam. Adam.
I am just so
sorry. And what's your name, sir?
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't you talk to Adam about some of your favorite movies that he's made?
About Adam's movies?
Yeah.
Adam.
Answer. Yeah, there you go.
I'm afraid... I have never watched any of your movies.
Jenna's strangling herself with her mic cord.
You never watched any Happy Gilmore? I'm Big Daddy.
Do you have any bongos in your movie?
Were you the star of Baby Talk?
I think he's doing a good one.
Dude, that's all I got, dude. That's all I got.
Good all job,
I
get, Al.
That's all I got.
L-I-V-I-A.
Good job, Al.
And that's after not listening.
I'm not giving up.
Like, if I was going to do Rob Schneider, I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
And all I ever did was his voice from, you can do it.
You know
what? All you know.
You know?
Adam Sandler is the same guy pretty much in every movie.
What
anyway.
I'm guessing is that.
Let it go, Matthew.
Adam is probably in first place.
Why do you think that?
Yeah, why do you think that?
What do you think that?
Well,
separated by only 1/10 of a vote.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
It is 4.0 to 3.9, and the current leader is Big Al Mack.
No!
Yeah!
Holy shut up!
Go, Al. Look, it just goes to show all that work paid off.
I am so happy this happened to you on the last day before the world ended.
In 2018.
years, I've never won. Keep those votes coming, people. Keep those votes coming. It's not.
Did you just hear the Adam Sandler?
It's not over.
Did you just hear it?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep voting.
Yes. Keep voting.
Yeah. Keep
Adam.
Voting.
Oh, my.
Keep voting. Jenna? Ooh. I think I did you the hugest favor ever right there by making them do that.
No, wow. I'm the least popular. That's what this is about.
Oh.
No, this wow. That's not a pity thing. I'm okay with it. I always lose challenges.
So then I'm the second least popular?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
The host?
Kid Craddock in the morning? Well, I need a break to let that sink in. Yeah, we'll be back. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning, live from L.A. We're family, and families vacation together.
Yes, they do.
At least we do. For the last 5 years, we've been going on these extraordinary week-long vacations where usually we all stay in the same house. Now, in London, we were in a hotel, but it's kind of like the same house. We're all hanging out in the same guest reception area, you know, getting the free food that they bring out at 5 o'clock.
We had the free drinks until 7, remember?
That was awesome, yeah. Don't have that here, do we? Uh-uh. But we are in the Hollywood Hills, high above the valley. Beautiful California, absolutely gorgeous here. And you can listen to the show this morning on the radio or on the internet on Kid Nation. You can even watch the show on Kid TV, which today, in honor of Paula Deen, is being presented in black and white. So
oh,
be sure
nice.
To watch Kid TV today.
That's nice.
So what'd you think of her on the Today Show yesterday?
Too much, too little, too late.
Yeah.
I think, well, maybe I shouldn't say it like that. I think she should just, like I said, just go away. Just let us miss you for a little while or something.
Does it seem ironic that this woman who's mired in scandal is being interviewed by a guy who's mired in scandal?
Yeah. A little weird.
You know, Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
I just feel like she's trying to make herself the victim.
Well, she is making herself the victim. She's telling everybody to take a look at themselves in the mirror before you judge her. And that's not bad advice, right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we're all not without sin. None of us are without sin, I guess I should say.
But aren't the people that are angry with her, don't they just want the I'm sorry and let's move on thing? Let's not keep dragging it out.
We are the most forgiving people when it comes to entertainers and sports celebrities.
As long as you do it right. You got to do it right.
People have to believe that you're sincere.
Yeah.
And I think that's difficult for Paula because of her credibility. Because when she hid that she had diabetes for 3 years and continued to cook the same way for everybody, you know, eating the death diet, and then doesn't tell us until she signs a deal with a diabetes drug to pay her. So in other words, I'm going to make you sick and then I'm going to get paid to make you better.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Right.
So her credibility, I think, has suffered since then, and it makes her apology maybe fall on deaf ears. But
because I don't see her because a racist person hates another race. I don't see her as hating black people. I think she's just brought up differently and says different things.
Yeah.
There's a show called Avenue Q on Broadway where they have a song called Everybody's a Little Bit Racist. I don't think racism has to be that hate, you know, that out front hatred. That's the easy racism.
Right.
You could see that a mile away when it's David Duke.
Because it's an ugly word just hearing it.
But the insidious racism of where color is like always kind of an issue.
Yeah.
And you're being all syrupy sweet in private, but I mean in public, but then in private, you might be treating them differently than you might treat someone of your own color. That's still racism.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Hey, but, you know, we were talking about this earlier. I think the white people are more upset about this than the black people.
Yeah.
Or as Kelly told me, or as Kelly put it, she said, I think the white people want you to see how upset they are about this to prove to everybody else how not racist they are.
Can I speak personally on that?
Yeah.
It conjures up guilt in me that someone who is also white still has these beliefs in 2013.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed by that.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Embarrassed by the ignorance.
Yeah.
Of it.
And maybe the most illuminating thing to me of this generation is there seems to be very little color. You know, you don't see newer comics or comedians doing race jokes that much because people don't see race like they did 20 years ago, and they'll see it even less 20 years from now.
Well, if you take away racist jokes, George Lopez won't have a routine anymore.
And if you take away the N-word, what do you do with hip-hop? Where does it go? Yeah,
but I mean, interracial couples are, there's more of them now than there's ever been, interracial couples, whether married or not. You know, I mean, people are looking past that, but
you know what?
Not with Paula Deen.
I love the moment on the show with T.I. when you asked him, Al, to stop using the N-word in his music. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because you can go throughout history, you cannot find another race of people who use the most offensive word to describe them as a term of endearment for each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Jewish people would never walk around and call themselves a negative Jewish stereotype name, right? Nor would Asian people, nor would, I mean, nobody
Gay
does.
People wouldn't do that.
Right. Well, you know what? Maybe they do a little bit.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Maybe they do a little, maybe they've taken a tip, but but nobody does it like African Americans do it, at least in the rap community. I don't think it's going on outside of that
and
too much.
If I'm not mistaken, what T.I. said was,
his mama used the word and his grandma used the word.
Well, I think, and also what I think he said was, when you're talking to, I guess basically he was saying his customer.
Yeah.
His the people that listen to his music.
Yeah.
And those are the words that they use, then he wants to use words that are relatable.
Do you think we'll ever all agree that it's a bad idea, that it's a double standard? Will we all ever agree on that?
I don't think so.
I think it needs to be one or the other. If you're going to perpetuate the word and or like, you know, just kind of make it to where it's not that big of a deal in the rap community, everyone should be allowed to say it if it doesn't have much meaning behind
it. Make it a watered down word.
Or no one should say it.
I grew up in Florida and live in Texas, and the only time I ever hear the N-word is when I have music on. It's the only time I ever hear it.
Yeah.
And it's always being said by an African-American. Mm-hmm. The word would have been, hopefully, the word would have been gone by now, if not for that. And Django Unchained. That didn't help. Anyway, I like that people were talking about it, you know? And maybe we can heal each other and grow from this. And then Paula can get back to, you know, throwing a couple sticks of butter and everything. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Hey, you don't have to eat it.
Exactly. You don't have to eat it.
You don't have to eat it.
Like, what's that other show, the Guy Fieri show that he does on? Mm-hmm. I mean, are we going to talk about Food Network hosts that make unhealthy food?
They all do. Well, yeah. I think you're mad because of the diabetes thing, but the thing is she still makes those ridiculously unhealthy recipes, but we don't need to eat that 24/7. You know,
I think of Man vs. Food. Adam Richman goes out and he does something that could kill people when they're eating that way.
Right.
He has a doctor that travels with him. It's so unhealthy. And we look at it as entertainment. But I'm not going out and doing it.
Right. What I hate is the hypocrisy that she's going to make money on people who get sick from eating the way she eats.
Well, not if you don't eat as much as she does.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess.
Everything in moderation. I could eat a stick of butter in moderation.
Make your
one
challenge.
A day.
Challenge.
One stick of butter a day.
Kelly, could you just eat a stick of butter?
I don't know. Maybe as a child. My daughter's going through a butter phase.
It could be like that cinnamon thing where you can't eat cinnamon, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know what I did once the challenge, though? Because I loved, what was the movie? The Drink and the Maple Syrup. The Cops.
Mm-hmm.
Super Troopers.
Super Troopers.
I drank a bottle of maple syrup once.
A whole bottle.
It
what
was happened?
So good.
You did not.
I got sick. I like maple syrup. I drink it my first year at work, too, because people didn't believe that I would drink maple syrup. So I had some from the deli. But, yeah, I drank like a small Aunt Jemima's bottle once.
Oh, why I got to be Aunt Jemima?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why I got to be Aunt Jemima,
that's the
Paula.
Best maple syrup out there.
It was. It was light, though. So.
I like Miss Butterworth myself.
Couldn't you do Uncle Ben's or something? Or didn't he have a syrup?
That's
Uncle
right.
Ben's syrup?
Uncle Ben's?
That fabulous Uncle Ben's syrup?
Okay, Burr Rabbit. How about that?
Burr Rabbit?
I'm sure Burr Rabbit was white.
Whatever. All right. We need the word of the day from Kenzie. Oh, she's calling. She's calling. Kenzie's on.
Jesse, what the hell?
Hey.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
Are
you in bed with California right now?
No, I'm sitting next to Jenna.
I know you're cheating on me with California still.
No.
If you have a baby with California, I'll never have more babies with you. I mean it.
Okay.
Did you know I'm pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
So where are you at, Kanye?
Whoa, I've been there for every appointment and stuff.
Working on your album in Paris, Italy? Is that what you're doing?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, good. So you're trying to tell me that you went to California and it's all okay?
Yes.
Well, it isn't okay because you're cheating on me.
What? No.
All right. You ready for the word of the day today?
Please.
All right.
Dive right in, Kenzie.
Well, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired every day. I got to do some stupid word of the day to give somebody who's not me a trip to California.
It was very nice of you to do so.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
Good.
Not really. I hate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here's today's word. You know, I'm pregnant.
Yes.
And, you know, I've had a baby before.
Yeah.
I have one baby.
You know what?
His name is Pace, and he's beautiful.
Thank you, and I'm about to have a second baby.
A little baby girl.
This one's going to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Say it right.
A ghoul?
Girl.
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 I have a baby boy, and now I'm going to have a baby girl.
Are you related to Jay-Z or something?
Yeah. No, that'd be Goyle.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember from the first time, I would get a contraction, and it would hurt, and I would just breathe, and Jesse's over there being all stupid with his ice chips going, breathe, Kenzie, breathe, Kenzie, breathe, Kenzie. And I'm like, this, I hate this. And finally the doctor asked me if I would like to have a shot that would make the pain go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a question that never needs to be asked again. And that's why today's word is epidural. Epidural.
Epidural.
Got
not
it.
Epidural.
That makes sense.
Because, sure, I want an epidural.
Yeah.
So let's make it an epidural instead of an epidural.
Yeah,
maybe
I like
it should have been an epinodural.
I like that better. Maybe you should do the word of the day.
Oh, no. Epinodural.
Now, which is it? See, we have to stick to it. This is what you do, Kelly Raspberry. Now I know why Kid hit you.
I'm sorry. Epinodural. No? Okay.
I like that.
All right. The word of the day has changed.
Okay.
And if you turned off the radio right after I said the word, then you're screwed.
Keep it with yours.
And maybe Kelly will give you a free trip to California.
Oh, poo.
But if you're still listening, the word has been changed to epinodural. Rule.
Epinodural.
Spell it any way you want. I don't care.
Double.
Fine. So now you just go to facenation.kid.
No,
kidnation.com.
And you can win
one of four trips.
Four of one trips to see
Pink.
To Selena Gomez, same, Pink, One Direction.
Sunny Gomez in the same directions.
Sunny Gomez?
Live in concert.
Something
don't
like
miss
that.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Just
thank
say.
You, Kenzie.
Yeah. All the information
Come
is on the website.
Home.
I will be home tomorrow. Maybe.
What's
maybe?
Oh.
What's the maybe?
What if a flight gets delayed or something, you know?
What if he wants to hook up with California again?
Yeah.
She was pretty.
California's a slut. I'm telling you right
night.
Now.
I'll
she's
be home tomorrow
slut.
Night.
All she's right. a pretty slut.
Love you, JC.
Love you, too.
No, I said I love you.
Okay, I said it, too.
Say it in the voice, JC.
I love you. Say it like I say it to him at home.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love you, Snuggle Bear. Okay.
Oh, I love you.
Okay, 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 we're on the freaking radio.
But I've never had babies with you.
Okay. Use your baby names. Or yeah.
No. How about Al gives his Adam Sandler impression?
Yeah, they impression. Sound like Adam Sandler.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
Adam
say bye to Kenzie, your
Adam
baby
Sandler.
Adam Sandler voice.
Adam Sandler, say bye to Kenzie.
You're wasting my minutes. I have to go.
It's not your minutes. I'm paying. Go ahead, Al.
Hello, Kenzie.
How was that?
How do you turn Asian? I don't know. I gotta go.
Who are you doing? Adam Sandra?
I don't know.
Adam Sandra O.
That is beating all of us.
It's time to go.
All right. It's time to go. This is Kenzie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kenzie.
So what's the word? Epidural?
Epinodural.
Epinodural.
Okay. Put that in on KidNation.com. And that's how you win.
All right.
We have updated voting.
Oh, no.
On the
Already?
Impression
oh,
contest.
No.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you Al's votes went up.
No, I guarantee you my score went down.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I want to tell you that the rankings have changed.
Oh, God, no.
Keep voting, everybody.
Hello, man.
See, I haven't begged, but I'm about to.
All right, tell you what. We'll give you those results next. And then Lady Gaga, Owen Wilson, and Ellen will discuss the changes. It's only fair. It's only fair.
Wait, haven't I been punished enough by being in last and probably losing?
It's only fair, and we'll do it next. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning is back. We're on the family vacation in L.A. in the Hollywood Hills from our big mansion. Neighbors include famous directors who've won Academy Awards, and we hear that Zac Efron is close
somewhere
to us.
In this hill thing.
Jack Nicholson. We've got Marlon Brando's old house nearby. This is truly like historic old Hollywood up here, but it's a lot of money to be up here. It's got to be expensive.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Probably.
How do you even take the trash out?
You just go out the door like we did
Someone
yesterday.
Someone else does it for you.
Gotcha. Okay. We have new results in the voting for our impression contest. We'll get to those in just a minute.
The
but can I tell you
first place run ever.
Al, you don't know that? I could have dropped to like third.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, everybody dresses so cool here. Have you noticed that?
Like, oh, very cool.
And I mean the dudes. Like the dudes are walking around and it's like everybody has style. So last
it
night,
gives me faith in men to tell
does
you
it?
The truth. Yeah.
Last night I'm at this restaurant and I'm outside waiting for the guy I'm having dinner with to show up. And another guy walks up to me. And he's like, hey, how's it going? There's a valet right there. I'm thinking he's just waiting with the valet. How's it going? Good. I said, you know what, dude? You have great style, I said to him. Is that gay? I said that?
No.
No.
I said, you have great style. He's wearing like a leather vest, a T-shirt, the wooden square hipster glasses.
Yeah, see there?
He had on like torn up jeans,
yeah.
Like just a super cool look. And I said, yeah, it seems so effortless for people in California. He's like, hey, you know what, dude? I just, you know, whatever I find, I just wear what feels good, you know? I'm like, that's awesome. And then he took two steps away from me and started digging in the trash can.
Hipster or homeless?
He was homeless.
I told you, this is the game. My friends homeless. And I play when awesome. We go to music festivals. You do hipster or homeless. It's the best game because yeah. You really don't know.
Wow.
No, this is a very well-known game amongst people. Like, it really is. You
he
do
didn't ask me for
or
money
homeless.
Or cigarettes or anything. He's just like, all right, see you, man. Oh, look, it's a burrito.
No, wow. Hipster or homeless. I should have done that when we were out here.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to the new voting results in the big celebrity impression contest.
Gosh, I'm going to be on hipster.
When we checked them the first time, just like an hour ago, Big Al was in first place with a 4.0. Have you ever had a 4.0 in your life?
Yeah, no, have you ever heard Al with 4.0?
Yeah. Never. Well, maybe out of 10.
JC was in second with a 3.9. Kelly was in third with a 3.2. Kid was in fourth with a 3.1. And Jenna in last with a 2.1. The rankings have changed.
Yeah.
Drastically?
And here to discuss the rankings are Ellen DeGeneres and Lady Gaga. Hi, guys.
And?
Oh, and Owen Wilson.
There you
yeah,
go.
Don't you dare. Oh, God, I haven't practiced at all.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Maybe
nice
my fans were sleeping.
Good to see you, Gaga.
I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time to do this contest. I sound like Marge
yeah.
Simpson.
Yeah, you do.
God, I'm so bad at this.
I know.
I should be in
listened.
Last.
Yeah.
I should lose. Make me lose.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at this.
Yeah.
No, I'm terrible.
I picked a voice I just can't do.
It's hard.
You and me
it
both.
Is.
You and me both, buddy.
All right. Lady Gaga, what do you think?
I think I was born this way.
All right. Good answer. At least she's got good content. Ellen DeGeneres,
yeah, see,
what do
my
you
content's
think?
Good. My impression sucks.
What do you think, Ellen?
Hey, Ellen.
Hey, you and Portia de Rossi have to be excited about the gay vote yesterday. Remember the Supreme Court?
Well, what? Well, Owen, I already, Portia and I are already married. I forgot what she sounds like.
I changed my mind. You should lose.
I should lose. Yeah. I completely deserve it.
We should tie for last.
The
we
vote,
already,
the
we
vote
already were married
change.
Last time this
we,
was legalized.
We should be forced to
I'm
kill
horrible.
Each other.
I swear.
We should just be forced to take each other out. Double suicide. Double suicide
I'm good
celebrity
with that.
Impression
I'm good with
day.
That as long
does
as you
does anyone
want to
feel
daughter.
My horn?
Can I have a drum roll, please?
Okay, I just...
Here
I'll
we
take,
go.
I'll take the loss. Don't even say.
Jenna, in fifth place, has gone from a 2.1 to a 2.6, catapulting her to fourth place.
Yes! Thank you.
You're not the least popular on the show.
I want to thank my fans.
Oh, great.
Kelly is now in last place with a 2.3.
I know, I'm horrible. And I deserve it. I deserve it.
I don't think I've ever seen
I'm
Kelly
horrible.
Come in last place.
No,
I'm about to cry. I'm so bad at that.
Kelly's
right, Kelly.
Don't you?
I'm not.
Don't you,
I'm
don't
so
you
embarrassed.
Crying
so
for women to win contests is like
no.
Guys hitting.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Crying for
yeah,
girls is like hitting for guys.
Crying is like saying I have my period.
There's no place for it in contests or in the workforce.
Oh, you're just bitter because you're not fourth anymore.
No, I'm still third.
Well, you're bumped up to third.
I was third before.
No, you were fourth.
Oh, I was fourth. So
I'm
I
fourth.
Have moved up to third with a 3.0.
Good job, dude.
Oh. So Kelly went from third to
I
fifth.
I went down, but I still stayed in third.
Last, man.
JC and Big Al.
Yeah.
Big Al was there with a 4, and JC was trailing just behind us, Matthew McConaughey, with a 3.9.
Oh, so slightly.
Yeah, so slightly. They have flip-flopped, you guys.
Oh, man.
JC is now in the lead with a 4.
With that
and Big Al has,
that he just did?
And Big Al's latest impression has revealed his true impersonating skills, and he's fallen to a 3.7.
Oh, man, you dropped 3.
I still
three
think he did good
points.
For Al.
He
I mean,
did
that really
great
was.
For Al.
Okay, what are the bottom scores, though? Because those are closer,
I'm
right?
I'm just embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because Kelly and I are
and
so close.
Is,
Kelly
so
at 2.3
about?
And Jenna at 2.6.
You know what makes it the worst? Is I tried.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I know I don't have to try.
Wait.
No, I'm just saying. That's what makes it
so unfair. Kelly insulted all of us.
Politicking.
Here. It's the truth.
This is not hell
you know,
no.
I was sitting in that room right next to you, and I built you up. Don't you dare tear me down. I've been
don't.
Doing nothing but building you up this whole contest.
Look here.
Kelly,
look
be quiet
here.
One second.
Look here, Paula.
Hold on. Al, stop. Everybody stop talking. Kelly,
what?
Stop talking.
Can I get popcorn for this?
Kelly, stop talking. All right, Al.
Yeah.
You need to come to the place that I've come to with lots of therapy. You have to appreciate the masterful way she manipulates votes. Amen. She's a master.
Don't be putting that
she
thought out
there. She sucks at every contest and
that
wins
is not
them
true.
All.
I am excellent
because,
at every contest.
Because she either threatens to cry or,
that is
or
not
I
true.
Tried so hard.
I did try.
I know. Yeah. Before so, by tomorrow?
By the you know, I believe that the first 100 times she did
you
this.
You didn't even practice until we turned on the mic yesterday morning.
By tomorrow, Kelly will have
my whole life.
Kelly will have a perfect 10 or whatever we're
no,
doing.
No, I won't.
Yeah. And the rest of us will have zero by
right,
the end of tomorrow.
Right. So you can vote until noon today at KidNation.com.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning's family vacation. This is day 4. It's Thursday, and we're live in L.A. in the Hollywood Hills, all of us living in the same house. If you haven't done it yet, treat yourself to the JC tour of the mansion.
Cribs.
So freaking funny.
It's great.
You got maybe the second funniest moment of the whole week. The first funniest moment was when JC is at the Justin Bieber concert talking to some older girls about if they would hook up with Justin Bieber.
Oh, man, we do have this on tape.
And it turns out they're not older girls. They're all 12.
Oh, no.
It blew my mind. Because the girl seriously looked like she was 22. And
you
I'm
thought
like,
they
okay,
were all college kids.
I got the older fan base here. Yeah. I'm going to talk to them.
Crazy.
And then I felt I was going to go a certain way with the whole interview. Yeah. That was a little more adult themed.
It threw you.
And it threw me.
Yeah.
And you just see my face just snap back when she said she was 13.
It's amazing. But watch the tour by going to KidNation.com. All right, Kelly, are you ready for Love Letters to Kelly?
I am.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Jennifer says, my boyfriend and I are in our late 20s, early 30s. How can you be both?
Well, one is late 20s and one's early 30s.
Ambibilingo.
For some odd reason, she doesn't want to reveal
who's who.
Who is who.
Yeah. Hmm. And we've been together about 6 months. Things are going great for me, and this relationship feels like, quote, the one. Good for her.
She's
right?
Early 20s.
Late 20s. Or
don't
early
be cynical.
Oh,
she's lying. She wants you to make. She's like one of
Kelly.
those 12-year-old girls at Justin Bieber concert that wants you to think
Kelly,
she's 22.
Kelly.
Yeah, liars.
Let me put my hand on your knee when I say this. There are women out there who have relationships, and they're happy.
And then why are they writing me?
Because,
oh, good
well,
point.
Good, Kelly.
Okay.
The problem is he has not said I love you yet.
Oh, she sounds really happy in that
situation. It's been 6 months. She says, I haven't said it either because I don't want to be the first one to say it or put any pressure on him to say it before he's ready or have him be all awkward after I say it and he doesn't want to say it back. But, Kelly, I do love him, and it's been really hard not to just slip up and say it. He treats me like he loves me, and there have been times recently where I feel like he's going to say it, but he doesn't. How do I get him to say I love you, or should I not worry about it and just cool out for a while?
Well, actions speak louder than words. I know women need to hear the words. It's a security thing. But a guy can tell you he loves you just to get what he wants, you know, so it's not always true words that are being spoken.
Right.
But if he's showing you he loves you, you're secure in that, then it is just three little words. And if it's not that big of a deal, then you'd be the first to say it.
Right. And that's why I'm going to say something shocking here. I think that they should break up immediately, and I'm not kidding. I think they
Why?
Have no chance because they are both so stubborn that they'll never be able to have a relationship because I don't want to go first. I won't put myself
but you don't
out
know
there.
That's the situation.
So you have two people who refuse to put themselves out there. They're playing a game of I love you chicken.
No.
And well, nobody wins.
There is a chance that he's just really enjoying this relationship and he hasn't reached the level of being in love.
Yeah.
He loves being with her and he loves doing wonderful things for her. And she's interpreting these things as signs of being in love, which they are.
Yeah.
But maybe he doesn't feel in his heart yet that it's true love, so he doesn't need to speak it.
But she already said, I don't want to be the first to say it. Maybe he feels exactly the same
way. Maybe he doesn't.
And that will be true in everything in their relationship.
But we don't know if that's what he's thinking. She's assuming that.
That's right.
He might not really be in love with her yet.
Maybe he loved somebody in the past, had his heart broken, and he's just a little bit apprehensive on saying that.
Right. 6 months.
You know?
Okay.
Depending on where you are in life, 6 months is not that long. It really isn't.
Right.
It also depends on how much time you're spending together in that 6 months, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
if he's off in Iraq and they're talking to each other on Skype once a week, that's different than if they're spending every waking moment together living in the same house.
True.
You know? So, I don't know. But I do want to ask the question. I hope everybody will answer honestly. So, think in your head the answer to this question, but don't answer it. Of the times you've said I love you to someone you're not related to, the first time, did you say it first or did they? Think in your head.
Well, it's been so many times.
Think in your head, did you say it first or did they? And now I want to guess who said I love you first and who probably didn't?
Oh, wow. First relationship that it happened in, you mean?
No. Of all general. The times in your life you've said I love you to a person that you're not related to for the first time, in every relationship, when the words I love you were spoken by you, did you say it first the most often, or did they say it first the most often?
Oh, the most often. That's easier. Because, I mean, I've done it a couple of times. Well, I've done that a couple of times. And I played it safe one time and said, I could love you if you let me.
Yeah.
How cheesy is that? Yeah. How, I'll admit to saying that. That's bad.
I could love you if you let me.
I've done that.
Dot, 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 and you're not gay like all the other ones.
No, this one wasn't gay.
Okay.
I know for a fact.
So, like, I will look around this room and I will say that Big Al has said I love you first much more than the other person. I also know it to be true of myself.
Guilty.
I'm guilty as well.
Because the lady usually does defer to
me. I would say that Jenna is never the first to say I love you in a relationship. And that JC, half and half. Kelly, I got you as half and half, too.
Yeah, I've said
Am I right on everybody?
You're pretty dang right.
Yeah.
You're almost 100% right. I did say it to someone once.
Yeah.
They never said it back.
And they didn't say it back.
The one that counts the most for me is obviously Kinsey.
Sure.
And I don't know how to categorize this one because I remember the day it happened.
Yeah.
Because she was laying in bed. She was on my bed, and I was getting ready because we're going to go out.
So you clearly had sex before you
left. No.
Look at him trying to clean it up because we were getting ready.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ready,
she was fully clothed, laying on top of my bed.
She's laying in my bed. We're getting ready.
We hadn't done anything.
Anyways.
Way to protect the reputation of your children's mother.
So this woman who has no idea how you feel about her is naked in your bed.
Right. So she sits up, and I knew she had something was going on in her head, and she goes, I have to tell you something. And I was like, oh, crap, she's about to break up with me or something.
She's pregnant.
Pregnancy possibilities. And then she goes, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Ah.
And I said, and I remember I looked back at her and I said, well, I know I'm in love with you.
Wow.
That was the first.
That's really cool.
See,
because
that's her safe way of introducing
it because she's not committing. Right. She did the I think and you did the I know.
Right.
Yeah. So you said, was that a better method than someone I know that just said, say it?
Yeah.
Say what?
Say it.
Say what?
Say it.
You say it.
Yeah.
They just said say it?
No,
you
did.
Say it.
You
I said,
did.
I said.
Say it.
I know you're thinking it. Say it.
Oh, I would have just come back with don't spray it.
Well, let me ask y'all this, though.
I've changed in the middle of it. I've actually said to a girl, I mean, it was a very romantic setting at a restaurant. It was out here in L.A., actually.
Yeah.
And I said, I love, and I saw her face, and I went, I love Yul Brynner in The King and I. Yeah.
And then she broke up with you because you're gay.
Exactly.
Do y'all normally say it on the way home from the club, or do y'all wait till you get home?
Oh, God, Al.
That is a foul to guys.
I'm talking about when you say I love you, not when the tequila says it.
Oh, my God.
Al says it when he knows the girl's about to not hook up with him.
It'd be really nice, and I think it'd have more impact if a man says it when both of you are fully clothed.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I don't care about that.
And not to be used as a persuasive technique.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I love you.
Exactly.
And I'll respect you.
As you're taking off the bra.
And I won't show my friends this video.
Yeah.
Until we break up.
Cool.
Oh, I forgot we were doing love letters.
Love letters.
So, how do I get him to say I love you, or should I just cool it for a while? Your final answer is?
I just said, you know, introduce it. Maybe, that way, like JC said, I think I'm falling in love with you. But if he's showing you all the signs, maybe just keep enjoying it for a while longer.
Yeah.
And let it
progress. Leave, you know, photos of giant engagement rings around.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I think that would work.
No.
You know, we've had so many listeners tell us that when we've talked about this topic, that their man has literally never said it or never says it.
That's sad because women need that validation. It's a secure thing. I don't know.
And to the guy, it's like, would you rather I said it and didn't mean it, or would you rather I show it with every action?
Right.
You know?
But then it becomes like it is a matter of your male pride that will let you say it.
It's kind of a wimpy thing to say.
When you know how much it means to her.
Yeah.
But you're like, you know, it's like, it's just.
All right, I'm going here then. I'm going here. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because after the first time we say it, now we're required to say it every time.
No.
Every phone call, we're with our buddy somewhere, and she'll be like, I love you. And you're on the phone.
But we should say
okay,
it every time.
All right. I love you.
Well, why would you be ashamed to say I love you in front of your
friends? What if you get in your car on the way home and then you crash and something happens?
Yes.
And you just say, I love you.
Leave her a note.
She knows I love her.
Yeah.
Come on.
Leave her a note.
She'll never be ashamed.
Saying, I love you, Snuggle Bunny.
Is it okay to get the call at work that has to end with I love you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
See,
you're
I don't.
With it, you're good.
As long as I know and that you've said it occasionally, if we've been in a relationship, I don't need that all the time.
Just
I
don't need it all the time.
I love you.
I
love you.
To be embarrassed
just pimp it
to say
up
it.
With. Just pimp it up with. Love you. You don't have to say I love you. Say love you, girl.
Love you.
Yeah, I guess I see you can
love
pull
you.
That off. I don't think I can.
It's like love
yeah,
you.
You can.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in a board meeting, right? And it's a big deal, and you're about to make a big presentation.
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone rings, and you answer.
No.
And she's like,
I'm sorry to bother you during your board meeting. Okay, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
But there's a. I just had to ask you. I can't find my key, and I'm gonna be late for work. Do you know where it is?
I think it's on the dresser.
Let me check.
Is it there?
Oh my God, you're a lifesaver.
I gotta go. Cause I gotta
Thank
start
you.
Meeting.
I have to
okay.
go too. Right. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Mr. Chavez, are you ready for your presentation?
Yes, sir.
I love you.
You already said it.
I
love
you,
girl.
You're going to do that.
You're
going to
do that.
Why not? Those guys are like, this guy's cool.
You're about to give your PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep, I love you, I love you.
And then you take you those dudes.
And you know what? That makes you even look more boss in the boardroom because
right.
you've got a secure relationship at home, and now you're going to go and, you know,
yeah,
I'm secure enough to
make,
say that.
But how does it make his secretary feel he's cheating with her?
Yeah, but the guy...
It's so disrespectful.
How about all men, before they go into the boardroom, just put their phones on silent?
There you go.
Problem averted.
Problem solved.
All right. Let's do another one.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're a love expert.
I am.
I met a guy in one of my classes who at first I wasn't really into, says Alex.
Ooh.
Could be. Since we sat beside each other, we would talk about the class, then have study sessions together, and a few weeks later we went to the movies together. This sounds like a very young person.
Probably college.
Class.
I told him that I liked him as more than a friend, and he told me that he was into me but wasn't sure of how to show it because he's shy, and he is. He'll text me, good morning. He'll text me, have a great day, beautiful. Well, 4 months have passed, and we've gone out a grand total of 3 times. We've had way more phone dates than real dates. We try setting up dates, but either of us work or something gets in the way. I'm 20, and I haven't been in any kind of relationship at all, ever. He's only a year older than me, but my friends say that I need someone who is at least as outgoing as I am. He just doesn't seem to have any courage. I want to see if something can work out between us. Should I keep this up, or do I just have the illusion of having a boyfriend?
Well, at least you're recognizing the fact this is an illusion of being in a relationship.
Yeah.
If she's 20, why are you willing to settle for half of a relationship? If you're that outgoing, somebody else is out there. Why settle for something that's not fulfilling at that age? It should be exciting and fun.
But sometimes it's worth it to push somebody along, you know, when they're slow to get to.
This is too much work. This is way too much effort
at
20.
It is, because some girls like saving or helping, or they think that if she gets just a taste of it, that's enough to keep her holding on. Because she's like, I've already opened up to this person. So
and
why
she's never
let it
had
go?
A relationship at 20.
Yeah.
So she's not mature in dating. I was the same way.
Right.
I didn't start dating until very late.
Let me ask the guys.
You just take any sign of attention as, I got to hold on to this one. I can't let him go when you're missing other opportunities.
So he's texting, good morning, beautiful, have a great day, blah,
he
blah, blah.
Her,
is he doing anything more than just posturing for a future booty call?
No, he likes her.
He doesn't ever take her out.
Because he would have already taken advantage of the booty call.
He likes her. He just doesn't know how to do it.
I don't know if he even likes her. I think it might be just an ego thing.
Yeah, but
could it be he has someone
else?
Maybe.
Oh, he might have a girl.
Well, if he just wanted
something,
on the side, he would be more aggressive. You know, I think he's just shy. Sometimes a girl does have to take the initiative. Maybe take that Ari kiss that we always talk about
from
the Bachelor. When he throws her up against the wall, maybe she needs to throw him up against the wall and just lay
That's
one on him.
That's a huge risk.
Lay one on him.
Mm-hmm. You remember me telling you that when I first got together with my now ex-wife, that for 3 dates, I didn't touch her.
Yeah, and she thought you were gay.
And she thought I was gay for a minute. She even asked, are you gay? And I'm like, no, I'll show you what gay is.
Yeah.
And then I went out and
you proved it.
Found a dude.
And then you proved it.
I really liked her, and I was trying to be respectful, you know, and she's real Catholic and stuff, and I didn't want to violate her principles.
But even if you were being respectful, those 3 dates, did they happen over a 6-month period?
No, they were.
See, there's the difference. He is spreading this out, and it's just.
And she wore
this
boob shirt to lunch, like a second date.
Yeah.
And she caught me several times staring.
Yeah.
She knew.
So she knew you weren't gay.
Isn't there the chance that he's never had a relationship or he's never been intimate with a girl and he's really nervous and scared?
And he knows if they get together that it's going to.
Some guys, I feel like they know the less they do, the less of a chance they have of screwing it up.
True. Or of revealing that they really don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. Could
or
be
maybe
that.
Maybe he's just not interested.
Yeah, just throw him up against the wall, kiss him, see what happens from there.
There you go. Throw him against the wall.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? Right. You have your answer.
You move on.
The worst that can happen is you'll have your answer, how he feels.
For more advice, go to throwhimupagainstthewall.com.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.